Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship and bless your name. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives. Thank you for your grace and mercies that is upon us. Thank you for your provisions and intervention in our lives and situation. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our heart and mind. Be glorified forever in God's name. We thank you for giving us answers to our prayers. Thank you for solving our problems. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for restoring unto us the things that the enemy stole from us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your promises that are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for great opportunities you keep sending to us so that we can move forward and excel. Thank you, Lord. We are also grateful for keeping us in good health. Thank you for not allowing us to waste our finances or trying to get good health. Thank you, Father. We thank you for great plans you have for us. Plans to give us a glorious future. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for destroying the works of the devil and the weapons of the enemy that were formed or devised against us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time of the year that we are right now, because you are going to give us blessings that we couldn't receive since the beginning of this year. We thank you because now you shall show us mercy and you shall give us blessings that we should have gotten since January of this year. Thank you because you shall show us mercy even as we go on the 40 days fasting in this ministry. We thank you, Lord, because you will show us mercy and you will hear us and you will answer our prayers and you will help us to get those blessings that we should have already gotten by now. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we have come into your presence tonight because we know that you are faithful. And we know that you always answer prayers. And we know that you cannot fail. Therefore, Lord, please show us mercy one more time. Show us mercy again this night as we pray in Jesus' name. Remember all. Remember our conditions, our situations. And help us tonight in Jesus' name. Help us as we pray. Hear us as we pray. Come to us as we pray. Touch us as we pray. Deliver us as we pray. Heal us as we pray. Transform our lives as we pray. Empower us as we pray. Revive us as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we start to pray with prayer point. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. O Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the works thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? What is your name? Jesus, Lamb of God, yes, Lord, what is your name? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? What is your name? Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? I just wanna be where you are, Lord Jesus, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are. Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, oh, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Throw your way in this place, Spirit of God, draw your weight in this place, Spirit of God, let your power flow, let your presence flow. Spirit of God, throw your way in this place. Throw your way, Lord, throw your way in this place. Spirit of God, throw your way in this place. Spirit of God. Oh, let your power flow. Let your presence flow. Spirit of God, throw your way in this place. How we need a revival. How we need the rain, the living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living water flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence, let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence, let your holy presence fill this place. Almighty God, Almighty God, our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation stop with your name. Our generation stop with your name. Thank you, Almighty God. Almighty God, Almighty God, our generation, now praise your name. Our generation, now praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, takes over the earth. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, takes over the earth. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, takes over the earth, takes over my life, takes over, takes over the earth. The knowledge of his glory takes over my life. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, takes over the earth. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, takes over the earth. And the glory of this latter house, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, takes over the earth, takes over my life, takes over, takes over, takes So over the earth, the knowledge of his glory takes over your life. Hallelujah. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain, the same Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same. The same. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord? Great are you, Lord? Great are you, Lord? Great are you, Lord? All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war. Great are you, Lord. King of glory. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are so strong and mighty. Great are you, Lord. Mountain melt before your throne. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are higher than principalities. Great are you, Lord. Higher than demons. Great are you, Lord. Higher than the earth, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. You do terrible things. Great are you, Lord, Lord of hosts, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are Lord, God healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word. You sent your word, and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You're going to say, I need thee. Lord, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I call to thee. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. Savior. He did move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He's mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation, you rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, He can move the mountains. Yes, Lord, my God is mighty to save. He's mighty to save forever. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless His name. Only Jesus conquered the grave. There is no other God that died and rose up again throughout history. we know that God was able to do that. Only Jesus conquered the grave. Open your mouth and praise Him. Only Jesus conquered death. Only Jesus conquered hell. Praise Him. He's the firstborn among the dead. He's the first to die and go into the grave and rise again by Himself. He is the first. We praise You, Lord Jesus. He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. He's the Most High God. He's self-sufficient God. He doesn't need anyone's help, but everyone needs His help. Worship Him. He's all-sufficient God. He has everything He needs. Praise Him. He's bigger than the earth, bigger than the world, greater than the universe, for He created them all. Praise Him. He makes impossible things possible. He opens doors no man can shut. And He shuts doors no man can open. Only Him can conceal things. And no one will be able to discover them. Glorify Him. Glorify Him. The harsh thing intention of Allah. Praise Him. He is the strongest, and He is stronger than the strongest. No one has been able to conquer Him, and no one can do that. Worship Him. Billions of hosts of darkness, they saw Him, and they ran for their lives. For fire went forth before Him and consumes His foes on every side. Worship Him. He's a dangerous God. He is a consuming fire. Praise Him. Praise your God, your Creator, your Helper, your Savior. Your deliverer. Praise His name. He is the Almighty God. Only Him can bring things out of nothing. Only Him can change our lives. Only Him can change your life. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. If He blesses you, no one can curse you. No one can reverse the blessing. And if He curses a man, no one can bless that man. Glorify Him. We serve a God that cannot fail. We serve a God whose power cannot fail. We serve a God whose name cannot fail. We serve the Almighty God. Thank You, Father. Thank You for being who You are. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name. We have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank You. Oh, how much you have helped me since the day I came to know you. Say, Father, thank you for how much you have helped me since the day I came to know you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. The songwriter said, count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Say, Father, thank you for how much you have helped me since the day I came to know you. Thank you for how much you have blessed me since when I began to know you and to draw close to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the problems you have solved in my life since when I came to know you. Thank you for all the help you have given me since when I came to know you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because my life has become better since the day I met you. My life has become more beautiful since the day I met you. My life has become so glorious since the day I met you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. There are battles God fought for you, but you don't even know you're unaware of those battles. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for the battles you fought for me. Even when I was fast asleep in the middle of the night. Say, Father, thank you for the battles you fought for me that I'm not aware of. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. I remembered when I was shot in the dream. Three times I was shot. So the gunshot in the dream. Usually people who get shot that way, they die. They never wake up. But I woke up. And I'm still alive to today. Thank God for all those deliverances he did for you that you don't even know. That you don't even know about. Yeah, because many of us would have died by now. If not for his salvation. If not for his deliverance, open your mouth and thank him. Thank him. Say, Father, thank you for all the battles you fought for me that I wasn't aware of. Battles that I don't even know about. But you stood for me and you fought for me and you rescued me. Open your mouth and thank him. Be grateful. Be grateful. Thank you, Father, for saving my life from the mouth of lions. Thank you for saving my life from the hands of the destroyers. Thank you for saving my life from the hands of those who are stronger than I am. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. We cannot thank him enough. If all the strands of the hair on our head with tongue, if they were tongue, they are not enough to thank him. If we are to thank him from now till eternity, it is still not enough for the things he has done for us. So you're going to thank him again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for promoting my life, because I know how my life was some few years ago. But today, I'm in a better place. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for changing my status. Thank you for lifting up my life. Thank you for taking me from nobody to become somebody. Thank you for changing my life and situation. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you for taking me from the place of failure into the place of success. Thank you for taking me from the place of scarcity and lack into the place of prosperity and abundance. Thank you, Father, for repositioning my life to a better place. If you can think very deep, you know that where you are today is not where you used to be, except you want to deceive yourself. You know that God has helped you. Why can't you thank him for that? Thank him for that. Say, Father, thank you for repositioning my life to a better place, both spiritually and physically. Thank you for lifting up my life from where the enemy placed me to where I can say I am blessed. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to begin to thank the Lord again. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for healing my sicknesses and diseases. It's such that I couldn't spend money to get healing. Thank you for healing me for free. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for healing me for free. And I don't have to spend a cent to get healing and help. Thank you for healing my sicknesses. Thank you for healing my diseases. Thank you for removing my diseases. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, let your grace begin to produce great results in my life. Say, Father, from this day onward, let your grace produce great results in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, from today onward, let your grace produce great results in my life. Let your grace produce great results in my life. Continue to pray. Say, Father, let me see my prayers answered. That is another way of praying that prayer. Say, Father, Help me to see my prayers answered from this day onward. Another way to pray the prayer is by saying, Father, do not allow the death and resurrection of Jesus to go in vain in my life. There's another way of praying that God's grace will produce results in your life. Say, Father, do not allow the death and resurrection of Jesus to be in vain in my life. Let the benefit of the death and resurrection of Jesus be real in my life. Let the benefit of the cross of Jesus manifest in my life. Let your grace produce resolve in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send confusion upon the camp of my enemy, or upon the gathering of my enemies, so that their evil plans for my life become cancelled, become terminated. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, send confusion upon my enemies, such that all their plans to hurt me begin to fail. Send confusion upon my enemies. Send confusion upon my enemies, such that all their evil plans for my life become abolished, become terminated. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Have you read in your Bible where it is written that when judgment of God comes upon a man, the heaven shall become brass over the life of that man? Yeah, you know, brass is a type of iron or metal. Yeah, the Bible showed us that when a man is under God's judgment, the heaven shall become brass. That is, the prayers of that man will never be answered. His or her prayers will never go to God in heaven. So I want you to pray that God will show you mercy and will open his heavens over your life so that your prayers can be answered. That is what I want you to pray for right now. Yeah, because we are planning to go on, 40 days fasting. Yeah, if the heavens is closed over your life, you will just fast in vain and nothing is going to change. So you are going to pray, you are going to say, Father, be merciful upon me and my household, and put us under your open heavens, so that our prayers can be answered. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful upon my life and my household. Be merciful upon me and my family, and put us under your open heavens, so that our prayers can be answered, so that our prayers can ascend to heaven, so that my prayers can ascend to your throne in heaven, so that I will not pray in vain, so that I will not fast in vain, so that I will not labor in vain, so that I will not do spiritual exercises in vain. Say, Father, please open your heavens over my life. I believe you are praying like that. Open your heavens over my life. Let your mercy speak for me. 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 Let your heavens open over my life. Let your glory fall upon my life. Let my prayers be answered. Let me encounter your glory and power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Have you also read in your Bible where God said that even before you pray, even before you open your mouth, He will answer you? And in fact, He also said, even while you are praying, you have not even finished praying, you have already done it. Those are signs that your life is under open heaven. Yeah, there are times that even while I was thinking about something in my mind, I've not even go to the Lord in prayer about it. I was just thinking about it in my mind. And God did it instantly. That is a sign that you are under open heaven. But when the heaven is closed, you will struggle. Yeah, and many things will not work. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, descend upon my life. And break into pieces every barrier of darkness that is blocking my connection with you. Say, Father, descend upon my life, break into pieces every barrier of darkness blocking my connection with you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. When the heavens are opened over your life, you are not going to struggle. You are not going to struggle about anything. Say, Father, descend upon my life in your power and destroy every barrier created by darkness, by sin, that is blocking my connection with you. Oh Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy those barriers. Destroy those barriers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, I want to share new testimonies of your power. Let something new happen to me. Let something new happen in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, I want to share new testimonies. New testimonies of your power. New testimonies of your might. New testimonies of your faithfulness. Say, Father, I want to share these testimonies. Command new things to happen in my life. Continue to pray. Maybe you shared a testimony some time ago, but it has been long. It is time for you to share another one. It is time for you to share another testimony. The Father commands new things to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, command new things. Command new things. Command transformation to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to praise the Lord. Do something new in my life that cannot be hidden. There are some blessings that God will release into your life, and even you will not be able to hide it. Because everyone will see and glorify God. Say, Father, do new things in my life that cannot be hidden. New things that every eye will see and they will glorify your name. Oh Lord, do it now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There are two ways through which God can solve a problem in your life. One is He step into your life and solve it. The second is He give you the keys to solve it, the power to solve it. Yeah, so you are going to pray. We are going to pray concerning those two ways. So you are going to talk to the Lord. You are going to say, Father, step into my life and solve the problems that I have not been able to solve by my strength and wisdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Step into my life. Step into my life. And solve those problems I have never been able to solve. All this while through my wisdom. Oh Lord, step in and solve it. Right now. Come in and solve them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the problems I have tried to solve but couldn't, oh Lord, come in and solve them. Solve them. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself as my God. Show yourself as my God, as my helper, as my Savior. Step in and solve those problems now. In the name of Jesus. The meaning of a God is someone that has the ability to do what you cannot do. That person is your God. The one that is able to do what your own strength and intelligence and power cannot do. That's the meaning of God. And Jesus is able. Our God is able. Tell Him to come in at this point in time and solve your problems. Oh Lord, step into my life. Now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As I said, there are some other problems that God don't want to solve by himself. He wants to solve it through you. Yeah, he wants to solve those problems through you. So he wants to empower you to solve it. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, empower me now to solve problems that have stayed so long in my life. Say, Father, empower me now to put an end to them. Open your mouth and pray. Empower me. Empower me. Empower me. Gashadeketejinala. Yurian de mileheshina. Empower my spirit. Empower my soul. Empower my body. To solve those problems that have stayed so long in my life. Oh Lord, empower me now. In the name of Jesus, empower me now. Thank you, Lord. Empower me to execute your judgment upon my enemies. Father, empower me to deal with my enemies. Empower me to kill serpents and scorpions of darkness. Say, Father, empower me to deal with witches and wizards that are after my life. Say, Father, empower me. Empower me to subdue darkness under my feet. Empower me, O Lord, to oppress my oppressors. Empower me to fight and overcome the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, go into the foundation of my life and correct everything the enemy has damaged. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If there's a problem in the root, there'll be a problem in the other parts of the tree. So you're going to say, Father, go into the foundation of my life and correct every damage the enemy has done. Open your mouth and pray like that. Correct every damage the enemy has done. Heal every damage caused by darkness. Go into the foundation of my life. Thank you, Lord. Pray this prayer with all of your heart. Go into the foundation of my life and fix the things that have gone wrong. Oh Lord, go into the foundation of my life. Fix everything that have gone wrong so that my life can change, so that my life can move forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You need to stop giving power to your enemy, to the enemies. Yeah. And one of the ways through which you give power to your enemy is by fear, by being afraid of the enemy, by having fear of the enemy. That is how you make the enemies more powerful. Satan is not powerful. Yeah, but people gave him the power that he has. Satan is not powerful because Jesus has conquered him on the cross. Yeah, of course he has power, but that power is equal to zero power because he has been conquered on the cross. But why is he still powerful? Because people gave him the power. Because people are afraid of him. Because of fear. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, from this day henceforth, I shall not give power to my enemies. I shall not be afraid of the enemy. I shall fear no one but only God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to prophesy upon yourself. So from this day onward, I shall not give power to the enemy. I shall not fear the enemy. I shall not fear what the enemy can do to me. Some of you are afraid of what the enemy can do to you. Because you know what the enemy can do to you and you are scared of that. If the Lord be for you, who can be against you? Who can touch you? If the Lord is for you, why are you so scared? Say, from this day onward, I shall not fear what the enemy can do to me. I shall not fear the enemy. I shall stop giving power to my enemies. In the name of Jesus, I shall fear no one but only God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I remember when I used to suffer an addiction. Yeah. And at the point, the Lord began to show me, he said, this addiction is stronger than you because you are afraid of it, because of fear. Yeah, because I will begin to be afraid that, oh, this thing is going to overpower me. This thing is going to take over me. Yeah, and is going to rule over me. So that fear kept that addiction to remain in my life. Yeah, but the moment I stopped being afraid of the addiction, that was the moment I conquered. Yeah, so even for you to overcome sin, you must be fearless. Yeah, you must be fearless. Some people, they are addicted to something, so anytime they are exposed to that thing, they become weak, and that thing begins to rule over them. Yeah. Anytime they are exposed to such temptation, they become weak, and they fall immediately. Why? Because of fear, because they think they believe they are weak, whenever that thing comes up. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I cast out every fear in me that is making sin to be stronger than me, that is making temptation to be stronger than me, that is making addictions to be stronger than me. You're going to say, I cast out the fear right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. A lot of Christians today are addicted to watching pornography, watching seductive content, and sexual content, seductive videos, sexual videos on the internet. Yeah, even pastors are addicted to that. Yeah, and they don't know how to be delivered. Pray these prayers. Say every fear in me that is making sin to rule over me, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear of sin in me that is making me to serve sin, that is making sin to rule over me, come out right now. In the name of Jesus, every fear in me that is making it difficult for me to come out of addictions, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, some people will say, I'm watching those things because whenever I feel depressed, I like to watch them. Yeah, is that the solution? Does that contain the solution to your depression? Say, oh Lord, deliver me from everything that devil is using to keep me bound to sin. The Lord, deliver me from them. Deliver me from those things right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that is making me to fall into temptations, oh Lord, take it away from me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're also going to pray. Another way through which we give power to the enemy is by disobeying the voice of the Holy Spirit, by ignoring the promptings of the Holy Ghost in your heart, the leadings of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Yeah, the Bible says those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the real sons of God. So when you don't follow the promptings, the leadings, the quickenings of the Holy Ghost in you, you are going to give power to the enemy. Because every leading of the Holy Spirit is to deliver you from your enemy, is to make you overcome your enemy. And if you keep ignoring the voice of the Holy Spirit, You are going to be defeated by your enemy. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to always obey and follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive grace to always obey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, I receive grace to always obey the promptings, the leadings of the Holy Ghost. the correction of the Holy Ghost. I receive grace to always obey the voice of the Holy Ghost, so that my enemies can fail in their battles over me, in their battles against me. Oh Lord, help me to always obey the voice of your Holy Spirit that comes up in my heart. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, give me grace to obey the leadings of your Holy Spirit at all times. Give me grace to obey the promptings of the Holy Ghost, the burdens of the Holy Ghost in my heart. Give me grace to obey the corrections of the Holy Ghost that comes up in my heart. Give me grace to follow these things in the name of Jesus. Give me grace to do everything the Holy Ghost moves me to do. Say, Father, give me grace to separate from things that the Holy Ghost tells me to separate from. Give me grace to disconnect from things the Holy Ghost is moving me to separate from. Lord, give me that grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The Holy Spirit wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. Now, but it's a pity that many Christians don't allow Him. They don't allow Him to lead their lives. They don't allow Him. And that is why they fail. And that is why they fail. If we allow Him, we will not fail. We will only succeed if we really allow the Spirit. Are you allowing Him to take charge of your life? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the grace to always allow your Holy Spirit to lead every area of my life. Give me grace to allow your Holy Spirit lead every aspect of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Failure is certain when the Holy Ghost is not in charge. And not only that, shame and disgrace is sure when the Holy Ghost is not in charge. And I believe you don't want to be shamed. You don't want to be put to shame and you don't want to fail. Then why not allow the Holy Ghost to take charge over every aspect of your life? Say, Father, give me grace to let your Holy Ghost rule my life. Give me grace, O Lord, to let your Holy Spirit control my life. And even my thoughts, give me grace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to show you something that I believe you don't know, or you probably don't consider it very important. Yeah, I realized that devil have successfully taking away thoughtfulness from Christians. Yeah, devil have succeeded in taking away thoughtfulness from Christians today. Yeah, you see, thoughtfulness is part of spirituality. In fact, it's one of the backbones of true spirituality. Now, what do I mean by thoughtfulness? I'm talking about a state of being thoughtful. The ability for you to think, for you to sit down and think deep in a positive direction. The ability for you to sit down and begin to reason in line with the mind of God. The ability for you to sit down and begin to reason in your mind in line with the word of God. Yeah, which we also call meditation. Yeah, but thoughtfulness can happen to you anytime, even while you are talking to people. Yeah, but meditation, should be when you are alone with God. Yeah, but thoughtfulness is something that should be part of any spiritual being. Do you know that in heaven, they think more than they talk in heaven? Yeah, the people in heaven, they think more than they talk. And because of that, they are even able to communicate through thoughts. So, in heaven, there's a way angels can communicate without talking. They can communicate with each other without talking to each other. Yeah, they would transfer thoughts from their mind to the mind of the other person without even opening their mouth. Yeah. So this thing is a very crucial part of our spirituality. But Satan has succeeded in destroying that. Yeah, because many Christians that I have seen today, they are not thoughtful. And even if they are, their thought is always towards the negative direction. They don't think in line with the mind of God. Yeah, and because of that, they become weak and weak and weak in their spirit. Yeah, so if you discover that you find it difficult to sit down, think deep in a positive direction, and in agreement with the mind of Christ, then you need serious deliverance. Something is wrong with you. Yeah, that is it. If you cannot think straight in a positive direction for a long time, then something is wrong with you. You need to be delivered. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from every bondage of darkness that is keeping me under negative thoughts, or that is giving me negative thoughts. This fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver." deliver me from every bondage of darkness that is controlling my mind to think in negative direction. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Deliver me. Fire of the Holy Ghost to break into pieces every captivity of darkness that is controlling my mind to go in a negative thoughtfulness, to become negative in my thoughts. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Break them into pieces. Every captivity of darkness in my mind that is making my mind to be negative in thought, that is making my mind to go in the direction of the mind of Satan, and not in the direction of the mind of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that captivity right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness of my mind that is driving my mind to follow after negative thinking, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness on my mind that keeps stopping my mind whenever I want to think deep in the direction of the mind of God, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. There are times that you open your mouth and talk that you are not supposed to talk. You're supposed to be thoughtful. Yeah. You're supposed to be thoughtful. And some people will say, it's my personality. Yeah, that is why. It's my personality. I talk a lot. That's my personality. There's nothing like that in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Whenever you become born again, the Bible says you become a new creature. So there's nothing like, oh, it's my temperament. I talk a lot. Yeah, it's my temperament. There's nothing like that in the kingdom of God. So every temperament must bow to the leadership of Jesus Christ, to the control of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so there are times you don't need to even laugh. And you don't need to even talk. You just need to be thoughtful at that time. And it is in those times that you be able to receive inspiration from God and even get directions or insight from God. So you are going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from every captivity of darkness that is making it difficult for me to close up my mouth when I need to be quiet. That every darkness that is making it difficult for me to control my tongue, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now from them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from every darkness that is making it difficult for me to rule over my tongue. Deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Deliver me now. Every darkness that is making it difficult for me to keep my mouth shut and become thoughtful so that I can receive messages from God. Oh Lord, set me free from such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray, say, every stronghold of darkness in me that is promoting talkativeness, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? Yeah. This thoughtfulness I'm talking about is also going to help you in the place of prayer. And it's going to help you to pray for long hours. Now, many times I will be praying and I will not say a word. And I'm praying serious prayers. I will not even open my mouth to say a word. I will be praying through my thoughts. Now, I'm not saying that you should not talk in prayer. Like now, you have we are talking in prayer. Yeah, but I'm talking about some dimensions of prayer where it is just you and God. Yeah, you can be in God's presence and be praising God and be praying, and then you are not saying a word. Yeah, and you are not distracted, and your mind is so fixed on God. Yeah, so thoughtfulness will help you to build such spiritual capacity. Yeah, so you'll be able to stay in God's presence and become renewed and become revived, and you'll be communicating with God in the spirit even without talking. Yeah, but how can you do that if you don't even have control over your thoughts? Yeah, because some people, they are in prayer, and then 15 minutes, 15 minutes after they were focused, or how should I say it? 15 minutes after they have prayed with full focus, then they lose focus. Yeah. Then their mind is so distracted. They are in prayer and they are thinking about other things. Yeah. So that is not prayer. How can you be in prayer and your mind is somewhere else? That is not prayer. So even if you are talking, but your mind is not there, God will not pay attention to whatever you are saying, because your mind must line up even with what you are saying when you are in God's presence. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that until you begin to have control over your thoughts, you will not be able to spend long hours with God in the place of prayer. Yeah, because God listens to your thoughts first before He listens to your words. And when God has engaged with you in the realm of your thoughts, He Himself has a way of keeping you in that, you know, keeping you in His presence for a long time. So there are times that you just sit down and then you are just looking at Him and you are not saying anything. You are just beholding Him and you are just praising Him in your heart. And you can do that for the next 4 hours. So you are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You are going to say, Father, give me the anointing to rule over my thoughts. Give me the power to rule over my thoughts. Give me the power to connect with heaven. Give me the power to connect with you through Kabbalah begin to pray like that. Lord, give me the strength, give me the anointing to connect with you, to connect with your realm through my mind, through my thoughts, in the name of Jesus. Give me the power to control my thoughts. Give me the power to stay focused on you in my thoughts. Give me the power to keep my mind focused on you continually in the name of Jesus. If you can achieve this thing I'm talking about, a lot of things are going to change in your life. If you are able to sustain spirituality in the realm of your thoughts, if you are able to do it for a long time, things will change in your life. You will become powerful. You will become very powerful in the spirit. Say, Lord, give me the grace, give me the anointing to have power over my thoughts and imaginations, and to use it to connect with you. Give me that power to be able to connect with you through my thoughts and imaginations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me from focusing on the Lord and on His kingdom, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me from setting my mind on God and His kingdom, be consumed by fire right now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Every spirit from hell assigned to distract my attention, to shift my attention from God, to shift my attention from the Word of God, to shift my attention from heaven, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me using the people around me, every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me using the internet, using my mobile phone, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me through the television, through the social media platforms, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. I shall not be distracted. My heart shall be fixed on the Lord. My mind shall be fixed on the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, this thing we are talking about has been proven to be medically beneficial. So even the people in the medical system or in the medical field, they advise people to be thoughtful. They say it has a way of boosting their immune system and make them to not catch some diseases. Yeah, so this thing is very important with your spiritual health. Now, I'm talking about positive thinking, positive thoughtfulness, not the negative one that leads you into depression, into sorrow, into sadness. Yeah, not the negative thoughtfulness. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "You, my soul, you, my brain, receive the fire of the Lord to always follow the direction of God's mind, to always think in the direction of God's mind." Or open your mouth and begin to speak to your brain. Begin to speak to your soul. Say, "You, my soul, hear the word of the Lord. From today, you shall be empowered. You shall receive fire. And you shall only think in the direction of the word of God. You shall only think in the direction of faith. You shall only think in the direction of the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, you, my soul, receive fire. You, my brain, receive power to think continually in line with God's mind. Receive fire. Receive power. Receive fire. Receive power." Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Receive fire, receive power to only think, to only imagine in line with the word of God, in line with the mind of God, in the name of Jesus. You, my brain, you, my nervous system, endocrine system, my emotions, receive fire. Feelings, receive fire to only go in the direction of the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive sound health, good health into my life forever." Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive from the Lord good health, sound health forever. In the name of Jesus, I receive from heaven, from the throne of God, good health, sound health forever. Sound health forever. Good health forever. Sound mind forever. Good mind forever. In the name of Jesus, I receive from the Lord right now good health. Good health in my body. Good health in my soul. Good health in my spirit. Good health in the name of Jesus. I receive good health in the name of Jesus." Begin to say, "I shall not depend on drugs. I shall not depend on doctors. I shall not depend on medical interventions. I receive good health from the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive good health. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen." You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to feel fire of the Holy Ghost. get free of poisons of darkness that are in my body, that are in my blood, that are in my soul, that are in my spirit. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove poisons of darkness from my spirit, from my soul, from my body. Venom, every serpent venom in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my blood every serpentine poison, every venom of demonic serpent. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Remove them. Thank you, Lord. Remove them. Every poison of darkness, every witchcraft poison in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we are free. Amen. You are going to pray? You are still going to place your right hand on your head? And you are going to say, whatsoever my Father has not planted in me, that is dwelling in me, that is gaining ground in me, that is growing in me, be uprooted now by fire of God. Open your mouth and pray. See, whatsoever the Lord of hosts has not planted in me, whatsoever my Father in heaven has not planted in me, that is growing, that is gaining root, that is gaining ground, let the fire of God uproot them. 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 I believe you're praying. Whatsoever the Lord did not plant in me, whatsoever is going on in me that is not God doing it, let the fire of God remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Any medical diagnosis or whatever sickness they call, they say that you have, it is not the Lord's doing. Pray that God uproot them now. Only what God is doing should happen in your life. Begin to say, whatsoever the Lord has not planted in me that is taking root, come out now by fire in the name of Jesus. Whatever name they call it, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, No me mercy and lift up my life. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy and lift me up. Lift me up to the level that is higher than me. Lift me up to that height that is higher than me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, lift me up. Carry me into the height that you want me to attain. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Take me to the height you want me to attain. Even the height you have prepared for me. Lift me up, O Lord, by your mercy. Lift me up by your mercy. Even the height that I know that there is no way I can get thee by my own wisdom and strength. Oh Lord, pick me up and take me to the height. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Even the height that I know that there is no way my qualification, my academic qualification would take me to such a place. Oh Lord, show me mercy and take me there. Take me there right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points and we'll round off the session. You're going to talk to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, take away from my life people that do not matter to my life, calling and destiny. Now, one of the things that Satan do, if he doesn't want to fulfill your destiny, is to bring people that don't matter to your destiny into your life. Because it knows that those people have the power to distract you. So you're going to say, Father, take away from my life people that do not matter to my destiny, to my calling. Lord, take them away from my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, take away from my life people that I don't need in my journey to fulfill destiny. People that I'm not supposed to meet them. People that are not supposed to be close to me. People that are not supposed to be called my friends. Oh Lord, take them away from my life. In the name of Jesus. People that would do no good to me regarding me fulfilling my destiny. Oh Lord, take them away from my life. Take them away from my life. And don't allow me to meet them. In the name of Jesus. Don't allow me to meet such people. Don't allow me to embrace such people. Don't allow me to welcome such people into my life. Don't allow me to partner with such people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, correct me. concerning the things I am doing wrong that will not profit my life. The Holy Spirit corrects me concerning things I'm doing wrong that will never profit my life. Things I'm doing wrong that will continue to put my life in trouble and in danger. Holy Spirit, correct me now. Open your mouth and pray. And as you are praying, I believe you are praying with the mind that is going, you know, a mindset of yielding to His correction. So Holy Spirit, correct me concerning things that I am doing that will do me no good. Holy Spirit, correct me concerning things I am doing that will bring limitations upon my life. Things that will bring limitations upon my destiny. Holy Spirit, correct me now. In the name of Jesus. Things that will bring no profit into my life. Oh Lord, correct. In the name of Jesus. Because I'm ready to yield to your correction. Correct me concerning those things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another way through which Satan can stop you from fulfilling your destiny, you know, apart from bringing wrong people into your life, another way is putting you in a wrong environment. Yeah, there are some people that they left their country, their countries, into another country, and they have been in that other country for years now, and yet they never prospered and they never succeeded. Why? Because the Lord did not send them to that country. They were not supposed to go there. Yeah. So Satan can put you in a wrong environment. And as long as you are in that wrong environment, you will not be able to fulfill a destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every agenda of the enemy to relocate me to a place you are not sending me, to put me in an environment you don't want me to be. Say, Father, destroy such agenda. Open your mouth and pray like that. Lord, destroy every agenda of darkness to put me in an environment that you don't want me to be. Oh Lord, terminate such plans right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy such plans. Destroy such plans. Destroy such plans. Every plan of the enemy to reposition me to a place where God will not follow me, where God will not be with me. Oh Lord, terminate such agenda right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I mean, we have 30 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to pray for long hours on my own, in my personal prayer. prayer altar, in my prayer closet, there is this strength to pray for long hours so that I can see a lot of victories in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength to pray for long hours in my personal prayer altar. I receive strength to stay with God for long hours in the name of Jesus. I receive the strength right now. I receive the strength right now. I receive the strength right now to be able to pray alone with God for a long time so that I can see God change my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every evil utterance from the mouth of the enemy towards my life be cancelled. Every negative utterance from the mouth of the enemy, from the mind of the enemy towards my life, let them be cancelled right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Continue to pray. Continue to pray like that. Say every negative utterance, every evil utterance, be consumed. Be consumed. Be consumed. Continue to pray on that. Thank you, Father. Say every negative utterance from the mouth of evil men and women. Every negative utterance from the mouth of Satan worshippers, demon worshippers towards my life. I command them to be cancelled right now in the name of Jesus. Every negative utterance from the mouth of evil men and women towards my life, let the fire of God come to them now. In the name of Jesus, every negative pronouncement, every curse, every enchantment, every incantation from the mouth of agents of darkness towards my life, let the fire of God move through them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your negative words shall not prevail over my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. This last prayer point is very important. Yeah, because the enemy is planning to cut short the life of some of you here. The enemy is planning to cut short your life. I believe you know what that means. Yeah. So every untimely death shall be broken. Yeah, the Bible says that I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, let every untimely death that Satan has planned for me and my household be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, let every untimely death the kingdom of darkness has programmed to happen to me and my household be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be broken by the blood of Jesus. Let them be broken by the blood of Jesus. Every agenda of the enemy to cut short my life, let them be broken, let them be terminated by the blood of Jesus. Every operation of darkness, every activity of darkness, every activity of agents of darkness to cut short my life and the lives of my family members, let them be broken. Let them be destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship and bless you. Mighty God, mighty Redeemer, we praise you. King of glory, we exalt you. You reign forever. You reign forever and ever. And your dominion is forever and ever. And your dominion is over everything and everyone. We exalt you, Most High God. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, I ask that you glorify yourself in the lives of your people here. Glorify yourself. Glorify your power. And glorify your presence in Jesus' name. Manifest the greatness of you in every life that are here right now. And let them begin to share new testimonies because of new things that you shall do in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you help everyone here in those areas of their lives where they appear to be helpless. Father, step in and help them now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you shall see the glory of God in those areas where you have seen the works of darkness prevailed. You shall now see the glory of God prevail in the name of Jesus. In those areas where you have been defeated by the enemy, you shall now see God fight for you and make you victorious in Jesus' name. Every power of darkness that have enslaved you and have also enslaved your calling and destiny, I bind them right now in Jesus' name, and I release you to fulfill your calling and destiny in Jesus' name. Where many people go and they don't find help and support, you shall go to the same place and you shall find help and you shall find support in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall rearrange things in your life to make your life appear beautiful and glorious, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. I prophesy over your life that you shall receive power from the Lord and you shall succeed in this earth in Jesus' name. Even in those places people are failed, you shall succeed there, whether the devil likes it or not, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. Every power or agent of darkness that is pursuing you in your dreams, that always pursue you in your dreams, I bind them right now. Henceforth, they shall not be able to do that. And it is you that will pursue them and destroy them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.